Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
These three are particularly fascinating. One I don't know real well, but when I tell you what he's currently doing, he is playing a dad and an 8-year-old Barack Obama, or 7-year-old Gavin. Gavin Lawrence is an actor at the Chicago Children's Theater in their new amazing and important and entertaining and enlightening show, Jabari Dreams of Freedom. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
How do you like, how do you like playing Barack Obama?
Oh, man. Who doesn't want to get a chance to play one of his heroes?
Good for you. Good for you.
So to that end, it's a great honor, a wonderful challenge, and a chance to show, I think, young people what's amazing about this figure. And as they grow older and look back on, you know, the years when he was president, I think they'll think of this show, hopefully, and remember what he represented to them.
Barack Obama should come see this show, just not only to see you as he, but to also see you dance, because you're a great dancer. Jackie Russell's also in here, the co-founder and artistic director of the Chicago Children's Theater, where the show is currently running through May at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts. 1016 North Dearborn, and new to the Chicago Children's Theater, but not new to my life, is Frank McGarry, formerly of Red Moon. Now, who's been with the Chicago Children's Theater longer, Gavin? You or you, Frank?
I think Gavin.
My first show, and I've been there longer than Frank.
Jackie, how did you... This is a new play by a very talented... I think Nambi Kelly is young. Certainly. I can say that because I know she's not as old as I am, so she's young. How did this play come to you?
Actually, I had approached Nambi a couple of years back. I was very interested in commissioning a piece about Ruby Bridges. I love Ruby's story.
Tell people who Ruby is.
Ruby Bridges was the first African-American child to integrate the public schools in New Orleans and Louisiana.
And the subject of a famous Norman Rockwell painting.
Yes, The Problem We All Live With. And Ruby was 6 years old when that tremendous event happened. And I really felt that children today should get to know about Ruby and about children that have been great heroes throughout time. And it just seemed like a story that would really resonate and would really be empowering for young people.
See, that's what I think. If there is a, I saw with my 11-year-old daughter Fiona, and she did not use the word empowering, but we talked about that notion. I think that it's entertaining as hell, first of all. It's enlightening as hell, second of all, but it really is empowering for any kid who sees it. Frank, you came in when this play was already scheduled and already probably in rehearsal. What do you think of it?
I think it's a really special piece of theater, personally, and I feel like it challenges young people to have the opportunity to be witnesses to really important elements of social, political history and justice, and establishes real opportunity for dialogue. And I was welled up and cried at the Martin Luther King moment when you hear him speak again in the context of the performance. And I think all the performers do a remarkable job. And I'm most, I have most respect for the production and most pleasure in the production around the fact that Jackie and the team have taken on really valuable, important, essential conversations that deserve to be happening with young people about, you know, how justice has occurred and how it can continue to occur in really positive and powerful ways. So I actually got to go to the first production meeting. So my first visit was to see everyone sitting around the table and to hear the designers talk about the set and the costumes and meet the actors and hear a little bit of the play. And then I got to see it in previews and then open. And I've been really impressed by the integrity of the team, the commitment to the material's weight and value, and the really kind of undying perspective on what was important about the material and making sure that shine through no matter what in the production's creation.
Gavin, how were you found for this? Because you, And Jabari, the kids, the two kids, they alternate. I saw one play it who was great. Which one? I don't remember which one I saw, but he was great. How did you come to this show? And what did you think of this script when you first read it?
Well, it was a bit of a circuitous path, I must say. Jackie first approached me about doing this play last fall.
Oh, wow.
At a time when I was about to leave Chicago and not quite sure when I might be back. And I tried to make it work, and it didn't look like it would work. And so I ended up having to walk away from it. And a few months later, my schedule shifted, and I reached out to them again, thinking, of course, you know, this role has been cast, and, you know, it's a shot in the dark, but let me try anyhow. Yeah. And it was still open. And it had changed somewhat, I think, from what it had been originally. But when I heard that it was open, I said, please, can I put my name back in the hat? And it took a little negotiating here and there, but it actually
I can't believe that. I can't was meant to be. Just said, hey, you'll be perfect for this, because you are perfect in it. Before we take a break, let's describe the show. You play in the show the father of a young man who mm-hmm. is kind of a young Chicago
yes.
kid who is kind of traumatized by something that has recently happened mm-hmm. in his life.
Yes.
I don't want to spoil the end. A friend, a schoolmate of his, is
hurt.
Attacked.
Yes. Yeah, I play Jabari's dad, and Jabari just recently witnessed his friend suffering, you know, at the hands of some attacker. He's been hurt in a violent act, and Jabari is now afraid to leave the house.
He is really traumatized.
Petrified, yeah. As I'm sure a lot of our young people who witness this kind of thing.
It's happened today somewhere.
Yes,
that's the tragic thing about this town these days.
Likely multiple times
today. Yeah, yes, no kidding.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so my task as his father is to somehow take him on a journey during which he will learn about history and civil rights in particular, because he has a test on civil rights movement on this particular day that the play
right,
takes place.
Right.
And also to get him to understand that it's okay to be afraid. Many of our heroes and sheroes from the past were, and despite their fear, were able to still do amazing things. And I think that's kind of his journey, to understand that it's okay to be afraid. It's just being able to move through that fear.
And you take him through the play, the experience, not as his father, but as someone quite special.
Yeah.
Yes, I somehow magically become our amazing president, Barack Obama. And so, yeah, that's
it's a kind of the Barack Obama in the show, Gavin Lawrence, as you played, is among the most rambunctious kids I've ever seen on stage.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, yes, I am. I play Obama as an adult for part of
yes,
the journey,
indeed,
and
you
then
do, yes.
I morph into we call him Baby Bama, but he's actually a
well,
7-year-old.
Baby Bama. Before we take a break, Frank McGarry and Jackie Rossi, would you adhere to the Kogan philosophy that Baby Obama is a showstopper?
Oh, absolutely.
Baby Obama is a showstopper. I mean, Fiona's face just lit up. She's going, Dad, that's the president when he was little. I said, yes, it is. And that Gavin Lawrence is a great actor. We'll be right back. We're talking all hour with these fine folks from the Chicago Children's Theater. The current show is Jabari Dreams of Freedom. It's through May 1st at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts, which is at 1016 North Dearborn, in the heart of the Gold Coast. We'll be right back. Through May 1st at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts, 1016 North Dearborn, Jabari Dreams of Freedom is not only a joyful show, it's an important show. Gavin Lawrence plays the father and Barack Obama in Jabari Dreams of Freedom. Jackie Russell is the co-founder and artistic director of the Chicago Children's Theater, and Frank McGarry, formerly of Red Moon. Well, Jackie, you're formerly of Looking Glass. Forget the formerly. He's the new, this is a nice title, new community programs artistic director of the theater, because the theater is going to be doing some serious expanding, and we're going to talk about that, but I want to talk more about Jabari. Mr. Lawrence, when you have kids of your own, and that has got to be a huge part of the appeal and the ongoing energy you bring to this show, or am I making way too much of this?
Oh, no. And it may even be evident that I have a son whose name is Jabari. Ha! Didn't know that, did you?
No, I just yes. I knew you can dance and act.
My son's name is Jabari.
You gotta be kidding!
Yes, I think during one of the workshops last summer, our director called me and said, "You know, we just did a reading of this play, and I was telling our playwright that you know you have a son. She had forgotten that my son's name was Jabari, but that Gavin might be interested. And I said, well, not only am I interested, but if there's any way on God's green earth that I can do this, I have to do it because my son's name is Jabari. How cool is that? I get to play his dad.
Oh, that's so serendipitous. I mean, that's almost spookily serendipitous.
Who would ever think of that?
Who's coming to the show so far, Jackie? I know you have a number of subscribers who will not miss anything that the Chicago Children's Theater does, but who else is coming to the show?
Well, we have an incredible student matinee program, and so we have been seeing school children throughout the entire city coming. It's really, you know, we've been targeting this show for ages 9 and up, mm-hmm. but we're finding that people are bringing younger children, and we've had some bloggers writing about bringing six-year-olds and that they've had an amazing experience and they've been able to really handle the material because, as you said, it's also extremely funny.
Oh, no question.
It's very uplifting.
And very, very, too, very theatrical. There's the news, one of the great things that will amuse anybody from like 2 to 200 is the newsman who's in a sort of TV box. That's some very clever theatrics.
Absolutely. And also just really sort of representing how kids, they hear some of the news and then they tune it out. So he says a few big words and then says blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, it's really that kids are hearing these things, and especially these days, there's always something going on with a computer or you know, people logging on to their emails and Facebook, and kids aren't sheltered from these things anymore. They're aware of what's going on in the world, and I think it's our job as parents to talk about these things and check in with them and see what they think about what's going on around them and be sounding boards and be advisors. And I mean, the role that Gavin's playing as this father is just so critical. And one of the critics that saw the show said it also not only did her child enjoy the show, but it really meant something for her as a parent to witness this and think about her role in this.
See, that's a point I want to bring up with all three of you, that the whole notion of, I don't want to say that children's theater is stigmatized, but there's this very narrow definition that I think exists in something that was 30 years ago. The definition is born 30 years ago, and I do not think, except for people who have gone to the Chicago Children's Theater, but the whole notion is it's a kid show, mm-hmm. and that is no longer true. I think this show is equally provocative to any adult. I don't care how old you are. Do you know what I mean? It may be, and maybe in its way, and we can all talk about this, maybe even more important for adults because they're the ones who are going to have to start a dialogue. Do you know what I mean? What do you think about that?
I think that's really true, actually, and I think it's really insightful that the play's value for me feels like it's largely about, it encourages me to be responsible to have active discussions with my kids about what are really very real and troubling and problematic circumstances in our world that we share together. And what's particularly great about the piece is the transformation of Jabari and his knowledge of the world, that he's given an opportunity to understand, and I won't give away the conclusion, how he can behave in the world in a way that has real impact. And that's a powerful tool to be in discussion with your kids about or other young people, whoever it may be. And I also agree with your thought, Rick, and I think it's really important that there is a stigma to children's theater, and it's incredibly problematic. But I don't think it's 30 years ago. I think there's still a lot of groups and a lot of folks who are making productions and shows that are really, in many ways, speaking down to children.
Good
and
point,
I think
too.
What You're Jackie right. has framed with Real Discipline is an institution that's about speaking directly to the young person, and more importantly or equally, is to find a way to speak to the parent and child child together. So they leave with the opportunity to really have a discussion about whatever's happening in the world. And all the productions I've seen at the theater, Jabari included, through the Chicago Children's Theater, have that kind of framing device.
Oh,
and I
too.
Think that's
and
really
I've
important.
Seen, you know, it's one great thing I was also thinking. Without Fiona, I may not have gone to as many children's theater shows as I have. But it has been one of the most enriching experiences, not just to see when she's three her face light up, but to talk to her about these shows. You know, Gavin, you don't find as an actor any... You wanted this part. You wanted this part, and it's not just because of kids. It's a good piece of
absolutely,
theater, right?
Absolutely. What's most special about the script, I think, is that it speaks to folks on so many different levels.
Yeah.
That the humor, it's written in such a way that adults get it, teenagers get it, little kids get it, and no one loses anything in the process.
Right.
And I think that's... You know, a testament to this production is that, as you were saying, children's theater isn't only for kids. And for it to be successful, it has to be a village. We have to have the village in there witnessing this. And I think this play in particular does it really well.
So do I. And Jackie, you disagree with us. You guys are nuts. That's why you started the Chicago Children's Theater. It's 11 years.
Yeah, it's been 11 years, and I was surprised that Chicago didn't have an amazing professional year-round children's theater, given that this is the best theater-making city in the country.
No question.
And Minneapolis Children's Theater, 50 years, you know, Seattle Children's Theater.
Before we take a break and get some news, why do you think that... You know, we're stuck, we seem to be stuck in the old, ooh, the Kungsholm Theater puppet show world. You know what I mean? Where no one took that initiative. That is really stunning. Why do you think that is?
I think that's a really good question. It takes not only a village, but it also takes a lot of support from a board of directors and a business community. That, you know, corporate sponsorship and foundations and individual, we have to have a lot of donations to do the work we do.
Oh,
we
sure.
don't make it with ticket sales.
Of course not. You're not.
You're trying to bring families
space.
And you're trying to bring school groups in. So you have to have a much lower ticket price, but you want to hire great actors like Gavin.
Yep.
You know, so you want to work with the best designers, the best directors. So it requires a lot more support than your typical sort of startup storefront theater.
Yeah, no
and
question.
And so we were very fortunate.
2 year credit. 2 year credit before we take a break. 2 year credit. You have done this the right way because you've also forget production values and all that. They're the highest level you can imagine. You've picked the right kind of shows to get rid of that stigma. That's my two cents. Now we got to take a break, and then we'll get some news, and these lovely people will stay here. We're going to talk about the new building. We're going to talk a little more about Gavin Lawrence's kids and if they've seen the show and if they're going to, and if not, is he just going to dance for them when he sees them? We'll be back in a few minutes. Welcome back to After Hours with me, Rick Kogan, and Jackie Russell, the co-founder and artistic director of the Chicago Children's Theater. Frank McGarry, the new, and I emphasize new, community programs artistic director, and actor Gavin Lawrence, who plays a dad and Barack Obama at two different ages in Jabari Dreams of Freedom, a show I cannot be more enthusiastic about. It's for everybody. I don't care. Maybe a two-year-old wouldn't quite get it, but two-year-olds don't get anything except a popsicle. It is running through May 1st at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts at 1016 North Dearborn. You can go to Chicago Children's Theater with an RE.org for all the information and to buy tickets. We have told you, and I hope you can listen to the show later if you missed the first half hour, but what the show's about and why it is important, but it is wildly, I think, entertaining. I think you leave the theater. I don't want to concentrate too much. We'll do it at the end. But you see the show, and you leave the theater, and you've had a lot of, you know, sort of, your mind has been sparked a lot of times throughout the show. But I think when you leave, you're smiling, and then maybe later you have a conversation about it. I mean, that's a key to theatrical entertainment, don't you think? You don't leave going, oh my God, let's talk about this. Let's go to Five Faces and have cheeseburgers and fries and talk about this right now. you let it sink in. Am I right about that? Jackie, what do you think?
Yes, it's incredibly entertaining. And exactly, people walk out of the theater and they just have these huge smiles on their faces. But there's definitely a lot of thought-provoking. And I think the best art is the art that keeps coming back to you. You keep thinking about and remembering these moments, like when Frank was talking about the Martin Luther King moment. And there's so many special moments in the play.
Well, there's video, and the production values are so high. Gavin, you know, you're a theater person, mm-hmm. and you come in, and this is your role, this is your part, you're one part of this huge collaborative effort. Do you get a thrill when you see some of the things that have been invented to embellish what you're doing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I was lucky to be able to sit in on the understudy rehearsal the other day, because we don't get to see the show, right? We're on stage. And sometimes we don't quite understand how it's coming across,
well,
how it's landing.
You've got to be exhausted by the end.
And
of the
yeah, it's a tiring thing. But I tell you, we were talking a little bit earlier about the Martin Luther King speech that Jabari Obama, the young Obama, is watching with his mom at that point in the show. And Gavin, the actor, the first time they played it, was having a hard time not taking in the weight of that.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Gavin, the adult actor with the son, who's also played Dr. King before, what that meant to me was so heavy and so moving, knowing that the next day he would be gone, that I had to physically force myself out of that mindset so that I could get back to being this young Obama, because the actor and the character had a bit of a conflict of interest there, you know?
Yeah, I do know.
It's that kind of stuff that you get stir up with a production like this, you know? And yeah, I think kids leave with smiles on their faces, and I believe that they will then hopefully have conversations with their family members. But it takes a minute.
I'll tell you something else. And this is all crackpot Kogan theories, but even if they don't, I think everybody leaves this show, especially because of the nature of Chicago today, changed with a sort of heightened awareness.
Yes.
And I think a deeper emotional, I don't care if they live it on Lakeshore, you know, in a $1 million apartment on Lakeshore Drive, with a deeper appreciation of the place they live.
Hmm.
I'm just going to say that. The place you hold this, the Ruth Page Theater, is a charming, charming space. It's small. How many seats are in there?
It's about 240 seats.
Is it really?
Believe it or not.
Wow,
that's
a cozy space.
Yes, it's very cozy. There's a nice balcony upstairs.
Yeah,
great sight lines.
Wow.
It's bigger than one might think.
It's
a fair-sized house, for sure.
Because the intimacy, it's a very intimate space.
Perfect for
young
people.
You're going to get a new space, aren't you?
Yes, we have a new space that we are now, it's under construction. And we broke ground in December. And our new space is at 100 South Racine, which is Racine and Monroe, an old police station in the West Loop.
I know it well. I would like to say, well, I was probably thrown in there, but no, I remember it well. Also, it's in an area that I find, you know, that's getting, I hate the word gentry, an area that is bouncing back, that was a little bedraggled 10, 15, 20 years ago, but is bouncing back. It's at the epicenter where you'll be able to draw, I think, a lot of different people. How did you get this? How did this building come to be?
Well, we had been looking for a home for a long time, and had looked at different spaces when they became available. And we really weren't finding anything that we really felt really represented the best geographic location for Chicago. And so we had received a grant from the state of Illinois, and that grant was to help us secure a permanent home for the theater. And we had been looking at a different site over in Old Town and decided that that wasn't going to work out, and actually just had seen that police station was empty.
Yeah.
And my daughter at the time was at Whitney Young High School.
Oh, wow.
So I was spending a lot of time in that neighborhood and noticed that that was an empty station. And we reached out to the city and they said, well, actually, we don't have any plans for the building, and
yeah, we bought it for a dollar, and we don't know what to do with it. Yeah, yeah.
So we said, well, we have a great idea of what to do with this building, and the city is looking to take these old properties and turn them into these cultural assets.
Well, they should.
It's quite an invigorating element of Mayor Rahm Emanuel's cultural plan is to take buildings that are no longer in use and provide them to cultural institutions that have value and meaning and weight and depth and transform them into locations of new meaning and new value for, you know, many generations. So that's really powerful that the Chicago Children's Theater was chosen in a conversation with many people about how that building could be reused and in what way and for who, that the mayor and many others would understand that the quality of the institution and the value of its future.
Well, because, you know, in a city, in any urban city, the focal points of any neighborhood were schools and churches.
Right.
And churches have closed, and God knows how many schools have closed. So you do need to reinvent the fun. There used to be taverns, too. Used to be a pretty good focal point of
neighborhood. Especially for guys like you, Howard.
Yes, especially guys like us, Chicago neighborhood guys. And, Frank, you came on. I know, you know, I've seen shows with you at the Chicago Children's mm-hmm. Theater. And after Red Moon, you obviously had a million different offers or options and things to do. How did this relationship? You guys are friends. You've worked together.
Jackie came to me and said that she had an idea that the police station wanted to be transformed into more than a theater, wanted to be turned into what was an arts and performance hub.
Ugh.
And that there was an opportunity to have both classrooms with really high quality, unique, innovative courses for children of all ages, as well as an experimental theatrical studio on the downstairs that would permit and invite community engagement of the highest regard. And I felt like, well, that's incredible. That sounds amazing. And of course, I have tremendous amount of experience in that world and a lot of respect for Jackie. And I would really be excited about being a participant, a collaborator, and a leader in that dynamic, innovative challenge. And then we talked for about 8 weeks. We workshopped the idea, which I thought was really interesting, the position. And I started a month ago.
Oh, how great. You must be beyond thrilled. It's
completely.
It's like, you know, what it must have been like casting Gavin in Jabari. I mean, it must have been the same.
Yes, my dreams are coming true.
Well, the other great thing about it, and what, you know, God hopes this could be a kind of example for other groups around the city in that, you know, we all know this, Gavin, you're not from here, but over the last 20 years, you know, what's been stolen from schools have closed and librarians right. don't even work in schools. But what's also been stolen, which seems, let's test these kids all the time. And, oh, they don't need art. They don't need music. They don't need theater. They don't need any of this stuff, which I think is essential to a human being, frankly, and for to have a place that supplies.
Well, I'm sure we all agree on that subject. And I think part of what Jackie and I really agreed on in the conversation was that we could generate a place that use self-expression to create better citizens and
yeah.
better human beings. Not necessarily future artists or theater
no.
makers, but people who understood the value of community and their responsibility to their city. And you know, neither of us, and Gavin included, have small ambitions. That the hope would be that this is a model for the nation. Here is a place where, again, a hub for conversation and action around self-expression and community identity can become a model of economic impact and empowerment that people can look at across the nation and think, we need more of those.
No question.
Places where people can go and think and talk and work and act and change the world.
When do you expect, before we take a last commercial break, when do you expect to be up and running?
We're going to be in there in January, no matter what Jackie says.
The perfect collaborators. We will be right back and we'll carry on with these nice folks from the Chicago Children's Theater. Again, Jabari Dreams of Freedom is running through May 1st. Go to Chicago Children's Theater with an RE.org, and we'll be right back.
Oh, freedom, open me, and before I
That is a snippet, a one-minute snippet from Jabari Dreams of Freedom, the current show at the Chicago Children's Theater at the Ruth Page Center for the Arts, 1016 North Dearborn. Just go to Chicago Children's Theater with an RE.org. You will also read about the upcoming season that we're not going to really get to touch on, but you can read about it, and then they can come back on and talk about it when the next season actually starts. And you can see the amazing work they've done over the years, too. I have I love my daughter Fiona Kogan for a lot of reasons, but one of the principal ones is she goes, "Dad, when is that play having another play?" Very good knee jerk. I am here with Jackie Russo, the co-founder and artistic director, Frank McGarry, the new community programs artistic director, and actor Gavin Lawrence. Gavin, who plays Barack Obama, and he plays Jabari's dad. You seem to have had so much fun in this show that I'm thinking you're going to say, "Hey, why can't I be another co-artistic director or something for the theater?"
No, I'll leave that to the experts.
But you seem to have had, and you are having a lovely time working with these.
Oh, absolutely! We have a wonderful, wonderful cast of actors. You know, a wonderful ensemble, which is, you know, I travel a lot for work, and to find a group of actors who are so supportive of each other's work and willing to compromise and make the scene about who the scene is really supposed to be about, all that kind of stuff that actors run into, has been really, really refreshing. And I'm really happy. I'm not just saying that. To do this show right now.
I can see.
You know, I don't think my kids are going to get a chance to come see it. You know, my son's a freshman in college. My daughter's about to graduate high school.
Good for them.
They'll see clips of it, hopefully. Hopefully I won't embarrass them
just
too much.
Every Christmas from now on. Hey, don't you guys want to see me do Barack Obama at 7 years old again? You can make it a Christmas kind of ritual. You still have, when you go to the website, you can still see all these summer classes you have available, right?
We have really dynamic summer camps that happen at Whitney Young High School. And the classes, we're experimenting right now with what the summer camp will look like this summer, with the notion that next summer all the camps will happen in our new home.
That's great.
And it'll be a really busy, active, amazing building with some really dynamic programming around the camp experience. But right now we still have a number of spots available for this summer. It starts in July, and people should take advantage of it because it'll combine theater and some shadow puppetry and some risk-taking acting and drumming and some really new dynamic stuff.
Well, next weekend you're having it a sort of for disabled, whatever this is, access services. Access weekend is next weekend at the Jabari Show, right?
That's right, exactly. And we will be having our sensory-friendly performance and open captioning performance, as well as a touch tour for children who are blind and visually impaired. And we also, to add on to the summer camp, we also have a camp for children on the autism spectrum called
the
Camp Red
Kite. The
Red Kite. And we still have some camp spots available for that camp as well. And so that's a wonderful theater arts experience.
I remember writing a long story about that was a revelation and a moving time.
Well, it's an exceptional model that Jackie has created, and the number of young people who are served in that safe and powerful circumstance is really incredible, and it's only growing. I mean, it's one of the areas that, again, the new building will really permit us to grow that element of the programming and social mission really, really positively.
Well, I think Gavin has Gavin Lawrence has put his two cents in. I don't know if you guys will. First of all, I think he's going, "Man, I want to get in that new building. I want to be." You're going to have a theater space.
He's more than invited.
Yeah, I'll bet he is. How big's the theater space in the new building?
There's a 149-seat black box theater that's a flexible space. So it can be, you know, 75 people, 150 people. We can switch it around every time there's a performance in there. And the intention of that performance space is partly that the performances that are occurring downstairs in that location will be reflected in the course programming on the top floor. So if it's, for instance, a shadow show, then there'll be lots of shadow offerings upstairs and kids can learn how to make those types of shows. Or if it's, you name whatever the content of the show is, it's being amplified by course opportunities for children and, we think, possibly some adult classes for people to participate in.
You started this whole thing in 2005, didn't you? I know it's been, in many ways, Jackie Russell, an exhausting, I can't even imagine how many arms you've had to twist in various ways over the years, but it has got to be such a rewarding journey for you.
Yeah, I mean, it's been hugely rewarding, and I want to say that this production in particular for me has just been really about seeing this mission come to fruition and to make theater that is really for children today, for the children of our city. It has been incredibly important and challenging. And so it's been an amazing journey. And yes, it has taken a lot of people to get us here. And that's why I'm so excited to have someone like Frank joining, because yeah. It really takes a lot of drive and vision and outreach and relationship building and idea making. And
you know, you two, it's not like you don't have, and Gavin and I can attest to this, it also takes a lot of personality. You can have all the greatest ideas in the world. Mm. And I suppose there have been some idiotic artists with no personality. We could probably sit here and name a couple dozen. But you two have the right kind of, to my mind, and always have, as long as I've known you, the right kind of spirit, because you have made this place your home and you care about this place.
And when I hear you, that's very kind of you, Rick. When I hear you say this place, I think it's really about the city of Chicago. Yeah. What we share in common is our relationship to our city and our sense of responsibility to the youth and other.
Yeah, I just think this show, that's why I hate to keep saying, I've always been a bad salesman, that it's an important show. It's wildly entertaining. You don't have to, you're not going to this show to get any lessons it's like you can go to a restaurant and then all of a sudden have a cheeseburger and then they'll serve you these like unbelievable fries you never knew about. And you leave and go, that's my favorite restaurant. This show will feed your soul on some level, and God, maybe it'll feed your head and maybe it'll feed your future. Jackie Russell, Gavin, you're my new favorite actor, too.
Oh, that's kind of you.
My favorite actor in Chicago.
When they do the Rick Kogan story, Gavin can play.
Rick Kogan as an 8-year-old. thank God my parents are dead, because they go, that's not true. He was much worse than your portraying. And Frank McGarry, this is a great, great combination.
Thank you.
The Chicago Children's Theater. Thank you all for doing this, and carry on. The show runs through May 1st. I'm just telling you, go to Chicago Children's Theater with an RE.org, and you'll get all sorts of information about the summer camps, about the upcoming shows. You'll see pictures of this new building that's going to transform in many ways, certainly that section of Chicago, and maybe, who knows. Good night, and I'm not even going to say good luck. You guys know what you're doing.